We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Marks and Reese on a Monday, a re-entry from 4th of July weekend. Hello, everybody. Johnny Marks and Isaiah Reese is off this week. And joining us right now, or joining the show for this week, is, of course, Joe Giglio, a thorn in the side of the LTBB. I saw your column today. Ranking Carson Wentz as the 10th best quarterback in the NFC.
Well, I had him 13th in the league, and just so it just so happened that 10 are in the NFC. I can't impact that.
Oh, something tells me we'll talk about that today. Let's start off talking about baseball, since that spring training too or summer camp is going on, and you know it has a real feel. I mean, we're talking about less than 3 weeks here to baseball. Couple of weeks, we're going to have real live baseball. I don't know how many players are going to be playing. Some players opting out. Aaron Nola returned today. He was on the whole COVID list. Didn't seem like he actually had it, but you would be put on this list if you didn't have, if you had contact with somebody that became sick, or you had a test that you're waiting results. But he's back. Aaron Nola is back. But what about the season? What about the 2020 season? It's going to be 60 games. This is the way I'm looking at this season, right? I'm not going to look at the Phillies, and I'm not going to say, let's just say that they have a good run and Nick Pivetta looks great this year, or looks good this year, or whatever. Like Zach Eflin shows up and it's like, wow, Zach Eflin looks really good. Like, I can't judge the Phillies in a positive way based on this year. I can't take anything from this year, really, with big picture. I can't look at them and say, oh yeah, everything's fine with the Phillies if they end up doing well over 60 games, because I've seen what this team does over the course of 162. Not 60. After 60 games, they've been a playoff team previously. After 162, we see what happens. So I can't look at this season for the Phillies or really any other team. This is just kind of like an exhibition season, Joe. It's something for us to watch. It's something for us to, while we're cooped up and we're trying to work our way through COVID-19, this is just something for us to entertain ourselves. In the grand scheme of things, this year means absolutely nothing.
I disagree. This counts. When they start, and hopefully they will, and it sounds like they're going to try, and we're going to schedule tonight. I think at some point tonight we're going to get a schedule for the season. When they start playing on July 23rd, these games count. This is real baseball. I understand it's weird, it's different, and we're dealing with a lot of odd things that are never happened before, but here's why I look at it as real. Everyone is dealing with the same thing. Everyone is dealing with the realities of trying to keep their players healthy. Everyone's going to play under the same rules, same circumstances. This is a real season. And is it going to be more difficult in a shorter season to say, oh, well, that guy really broke out, that guy didn't, all that? Yeah, but it's the same rules across the board. Everyone, when they get in the playoffs, want to be under the same rules. 5 games here, 7 games here, 5 teams in. This is real. And if a team like the Phillies jumps out and has a great year, I'm going to be excited. And if a team like the Phillies stinks, I'm going to react because they stunk compared to everybody else. John, this is real. I mean, it's 60 games. They're going to try. And I'd imagine, and so far we have like 9 guys that have opted out, I imagine most players are going to play. So I think it's going to be a representative season. I think
that's fair. I don't think that you're going to lose a third of the players or a quarter of the players or whatever. You're going to get like David Price. There's been a couple of high-priced players that have absolutely opted out. You might see some more. Maybe Mike Trout's going to do it. You might see some more. But like, Jack said this earlier, and I think he's absolutely right, which is that really whoever wins the championship this year in 2020 should not be crowned World Series champion. They should not be included with every other winner that's ever been there, because you can't judge a baseball season on 60 games. This is just a separate fun. You get the championship, you're 2019 champions, you're not World Series champions. It'd be like the NFL having a six-game season. For the most part, isn't that what you're doing? Like a 7-game season, a 6-game season, and then having playoffs and then crowning a Super Bowl champion? It wouldn't count. It would be the same. You can't have a 7-game season. So you're having the season because it's good. We want baseball. We're still going to be mad when the Phillies lose. I'm still going to be mad. I'm going to be happy when they win. If they make the playoffs, I'll be happy. I'll root for them. But it's not going to matter. This season doesn't count. It's not the same. It's a big exhibition season.
You know, I think it's actually harder to win the World Series this year. I would say that it's more of a a special thing if you can win in this year. Because think about all the obstacles every team has in front of them this year. If you get through this season, whoever, whatever team, let's say they play this full season and we get through it and someone is standing there at the end of October as World Series champions, which I will call them. That means they got through a 60-game season, played well enough. Like, there's no screwing around in a 60-game season. The Nationals last year screwed around for 2 months, and then they still had time to recover. You can't do that this year. You have to play well from the beginning to the end. And, like, think about the sacrifice it's going to take. Some guys are staying away from their family. And let's also be real about it. If the teams are going to stay healthy, you know what it's going to take? It's going to take sacrifice. They're probably going to stay pretty healthy when they're around each other because they're getting tested all the time. You know when they could go out and get sick? When they're on their own. So it's going to take sacrifice. It's going to take depth. It's going to take playing hard, you know, well the whole time. This is real. I'm going to call the champion this year World Series champions. This one counts.
Mm. So if the Phillies actually, after 60 games, were able to get into the playoffs, everything's great. Matt Klentak's done a good job, right? John Middleton, great owner. Matt Klentak, give him a contract extension. Playoff team, there you go. This is what you wanted. Of course not. Of course not. This is an outlier season. This doesn't matter for this season. You're not judging the Phillies long-term based on this season if they somehow find to have success. This season is an exhibition season. Jack Fritz is here this week as well. Jack, how are you looking at it? You're Mr. Baseball. How are you looking at this season?
They don't deserve to be called World Series champions. Like, to win a World Series is the grind of 162, played in front of intense playoff games with actual fans in there. Like, the whole season's a sham. It's... To be called a World Series champion is a higher honor than what is going to be happening this year. So I don't think they should be called World Series champions. They won the 2020 season, the sham of the 2020 season, but to actually be named a World Series champion is a little too much for me.
Yeah. Like are they going to name an MVP this year?
Of course they are.
All right, someone hits
Cy Young.
Someone hits 400. Is that going to count the same? Like, oh, he hit 400. Hasn't happened since, what, Ted Williams in 1941? It's not the same.
No, that's different because there's less games. But, like, the MVP thing, it's the MVP over 60 games. Someone will be the best player. Someone will stand out.
215-592-9494. The Phillies, actually, I believe, according to Jim Salisbury, they because of the thunderstorms and the storms that are in the area, I guess they wrapped up workouts. But they've been down at Citizens Bank Park. And at FDR Park, working out, trying to get ready. Aaron Nola is back, so it looks like maybe he could start the season. There was a lot of worry that he wasn't going to. The longer he's out, the longer it's going to be hard for him to do it. But regardless of it, right, like, we'll get mad if Aaron Nola comes out and pitches poorly. If Jake Arrieta does what he did for his first 2 years in Philadelphia and sucks, we're gonna boo him, or we're going to be mad, right? We're not going to want him here anymore.
Is he going to know you're going to boo him, or are you just going to boo from your TV?
My TV.
Okay.
Well, I mean, from my radio, too. I'll be listening here on 94 WIP.
Yeah, like Twitter? You'll be tweeting at him?
Well, I will not tweet. No, I do not tweet at him. But it doesn't mean that this is real. It's not real. Like the basketball, what's going on with the NBA. You have a four-month, five-month gap in the middle of the season. Now they're picking up. At least they were almost done their season. Right, you can't take a 162-game sport and pare it down to 60 games and change some rules in the meantime, and now it's going to be like, oh, yeah, absolutely, World Series champion. Like Chase Utley, if they were to win, he couldn't say world bleeping champions because it wouldn't count. You clap your hands, you enjoy it because you had the best 60 games and then the playoffs. You enjoy it, but you don't take your world champion out of this. You don't have a parade. Right, like you don't extend Matt Klentak. You don't judge what you do in 60 games and then say, oh, our team's fine. Look, we made the playoffs this year. Absolutely not, Joe Giglio.
But look, LeBron James' first championship came in a shortened season in 2011. The 95 Braves, I understand that was way different than 60 games, but they were coming off the strike of 94. The season was shortened to 95. The only championship that team won, that did that not count? It counted. 1981, the strike in Major League Baseball, they played a World Series. This is not the first time. Look. This is obviously the most rare thing we've ever gone through, a pandemic changing seasons, but this is not the first time we've had shortened seasons or messed up seasons or they pause a season, they figure it out. We still put those banners up. We still talk about those players who they won rings. Like, whoever wins this year is going to get a ring. It's going to be part of their legacy in every single sport. I'm going to count it. You know, if I'm going to get mad when Arrieta pitches like crap, I'm also going to say, you know what? Good job, Jake Arrieta, if he helps the Phillies get to the playoffs. I will give him credit for that. This counts. They're all on the same weird playing field.
215-592-9494. It's Marks and Reese. Does whoever win the World Series this year deserve the distinction of being called World Series champions? Or should they just be called the 2020 season champions. You know the difference. There's a difference between going 162, grinding it out, going through injuries, having to bring players up from AAA, all of those things, and then to be called the World Series champions, the same from a 60-game fluke season. The Washington Nationals wouldn't have been close to the playoffs after 60 games last year. And then what happened? They won the World Series. So while I'm going to appreciate that it's only 60 games and it's a sprint, that's not baseball. That's just not baseball. We'll get into it on the other side. 215-592-9494. They deserve it or they don't deserve it. Marks and Reese on 94WIP.
The 0-2 pitch, swing and a miss, struck him out. The Philadelphia Phillies are 2008 World Champions of Baseball.
Oh, HK, we miss you, brother. Marks and Reese, we're back. Joe Giglio, it would not mean the same. It would still be exciting. I'm not going to sit here and say I wouldn't care. I'm not going to sit here and say that, oh, I don't care what they're... No, I'll be rooting for the Phillies. If they make the playoffs, we'll be excited. We'll have the games on the air. Well, I mean, it'll be great. But you, it's not the same. You can't have a 60-game season and now, like, 2008 Phillies, everything they went through in 162 games, right? Now, they're being judged on equal footing in whoever wins in 2020. No, they shouldn't do it. And it's one thing, like you said, you mentioned strike shortened or they're in the NBA and the NHL, there's been lockouts or there have been shortened seasons. Not like this. Not like this. Baseball is baseball because it's a marathon. It's 162 games. It's not 144. They're not playing 120. They're playing 60 games. I wouldn't be able to do it. I would say no, they're not World Series champions.
They're champions. Look, and there's an extra layer of uncertainty around this that teams get through this, they have to have an enormous depth. We already saw players are testing positive. It means players are going to be removed. Like, if you get through this season, number one, you have to get lucky because you have to keep your players healthy. Number two, we're going to see a lot of Phillies play this year, names we were not expecting. It doesn't mean everyone can't play, but, like, they get quarantined for a couple days, like the whole Aaron Nola thing. We don't even know if he was sick, but he couldn't come because maybe a test result wasn't back or he wasn't ready. The teams that get through this season, it's going to take resolve and it's going to take the whole – you know, crazy roster, 60 guys to get through this.
Yeah,
that's impressive.
But it's easier for teams that aren't the best teams to win in 60 games.
Yeah, there's more variance.
Yes, it's easier for a team like the Phillies. The Phillies 2 years ago would have been in the playoffs. Last year they would have been close to being in the playoffs, right? Look how it ended up working out by the end of the season. They ran out of gas. Their pitching ran out of gas, right? 215-592-9494. I guess you could say it like this. The Phillies probably have a better chance of winning this year because
sure.
It's only a 60-game season.
A lot better chance.
Which is great. But I can't put them in the same sentence as 1980, 2008, 2020 with 60 games. No, thank you. Our Twitter question brought to you by Mark's Jewelers, Route 309 in Montgomeryville. Online, marks-jewelers.com. When you're getting engaged, that's the place. Shop local. Buy her the ring that you want now, and you can do it up to 5 years, no interest, for all diamond rings purchased in the month of July. That's Mark's Jewelers in Montgomeryville, marks-jewelers.com. And it's very simple. They deserve it, they don't deserve it. Whoever wins this year, should they be World Series champions? Yes or no? And 77% say yes right now. How is that, Jack Fritz?
I think that's crazy. A lot of people fully have not thought out what this could mean.
The people recognize a champion is a champion.
No, but we're going to talk. We can't talk about a 2020 champion in the same light as like the 27 Yankees. Like, real teams that deserve a World Series champion. They don't deserve it this year.
But don't we do that anyway? Aren't some years harder to win than others? You play a tougher team in the World Series. There's a tougher team. Like, every year is its own unique thing anyway. Now, this is the most unique thing, but every year is different. Like, not every year you play a great team on the road. Sometimes players get hurt. Sometimes you play a weak schedule. Like, that's sports. Every year's different. This year is – they're all in the same playing field. That's the way I look at this. They're all in this very strange playing field for 60 games.
Mm. All right, let's see what the people think. Mike in Kennett Square. Hi, Mike.
Hi there. Can you hear me?
What's up, Mike? How are you?
Hey, good. How are you?
Good.
So, first time, long time.
Thank you.
And I'd had a couple points about the World Series. First off, my vote is yes, it does count. If it's done right, and if everybody plays the way they have the potential of playing, I think this is what we have to look at as one of those really unique, once-in-a-lifetime opportunities for the baseball teams and the baseball players and the managers to get together and have a unique season. I mean, with 60 games, this is a lot about coaching and managing as much as it is players. I think the coaches and the managers can have a greater impact on the season this year than on a standard season, just because, as everyone said, all the unknowns that are going to hit you during the course of the season. One of the things I think that they should have done when they negotiated the financials on this was to negotiate the financials in such a way that they incentivize the heck out of the players for getting all the way and getting out to the pieces and parts, so that they're in it for the long run and they're in it to play hard with nobody in the stands and with a season that maybe people think are a throwaway, and give them a hell of a lot of money to make it all the way there. And then maybe we have a chance to have every game be an exciting game, not just every third or fourth game that happens in a standard season. So, you know, if we do it right, we could be looking about this and talking on the radio 10, 15 years from now and applauding this as being one of the unique baseball seasons ever in the history of baseball.
Mm. All right, Mike, good stuff. Thank you. Anybody else worried about, I'm not going to say the integrity of the game, but guys giving 100% like they normally would, guys looking at this like a regular season, to where I believe a lot of guys are going to look at it and say, well, we're getting, you know, a third of our pay. I was supposed to make this much money. Now I'm only making this much money. We're coming out here. We're not getting hazard pay. We got to deal with all the testing. We got to deal with this. We got to deal with that. I can't see my family. Everything else. You don't worry about guys kind of going through the motions of a 60-game season? I mean, I do. I mean, guys are already opting out. Guys that aren't opting out, you think that they're not opting out because of the money? Yeah. Guys that can afford to do it, like a David Price, who has a $185 million contract, and now he's forfeiting about $10 million. Take taxes and agent fees after that. So he's what? He's leaving like $6 million, a lot of money. In the grand scheme of $185 million, it's not that much. David Price can afford to do it. What about the guy that can't, but feels the same way that David Price does? Right? Like, first of all, I don't even know if we should be playing sports right now. Right, but they're going through with it because, you know what? We got to get back to being normal in this country. We got to try to do what we can to get back to being a country, right, and trying to do it safely. I don't know if they can do it safely. Nobody knows that, right? So these guys are out there, and they're saying, well, what are we even doing out here? Sean Doolittle, the Nationals, the local guy, is saying, what are we doing out here? Guys don't even know if they should be out there, right? And we're going to look at this season as being a regular season, a regular Major League Baseball season? I mean, we can't do it. Play it. Let's get over this season over. Let's get through this time. Let's enjoy it. But that's it. Absolutely.
But they agreed to come back. Like, if player doesn't want to be there and they want to opt out, I respect all those guys to do that. And there's nine so far. But they agreed to be back. Like Sean Doolittle and Mike Trout and all these guys, they agreed to come back. This wasn't like they were being forced to be there. They signed an agreement and they signed off on the health and protocol agreements. They want to play. Here's my expectation as a fan. If they want to play and they're getting paid to play, they better put on a good product. Like, I understand it's going to be difficult and they have to stay healthy, but like when they're on the field and they pass their test and they're healthy, play. Like, once you're on the field, like, stop complaining and play. They don't have to be there if they don't want to be there. They could have said no to the owners. They're collecting checks. They want to be there.
Right, then they don't get paid.
That's right.
I mean, think about how many players are during 162 games or more or less going through the motions for a little stretch of that as it is, right? It's a long season. Now look at it. Let me ask you a question. What's your reaction if brand new big money free agent starter Zach Wheeler decides that he's not going to play, not going to pitch this year? Jack, his wife is due coming up in like right at the start of the season. If he's going to lose at least two starts based on paternity time and how long he would have to wait and get testing and everything else, what's the reaction? Because right now he's already said it. He's unsure what he wants to do. He doesn't know if he's going to want to come back in. Like, what's the reaction if he doesn't?
So I'm fine if Zach Wheeler wants to opt out. Look, both of us have two kids. I understand, like, the idea he wants to be there and be healthy and be safe. I'm fine with that. But you know what? I would not be okay with if we go through two or three more weeks and then he gets cold feet. Like, I feel like there should be some sort of date here where players have to tell their teams, I'm in or I'm out. And if you're out, that's fine. That's their right to opt out of the season. But
let them make arrangements to...
Right. It's a team. It's a sport. You agreed to come back. A lot of players this weekend, Trout, Wheeler, and both those guys have babies on the way. So I understand why it's harder for them. But even Buster Posey, they're all wishy-washy. Like, if you're wishy-washy, go home.
Well, that's telling you all you need to know if you're wishy-washy. You shouldn't do it.
You really don't want to be there then. Or you're afraid or whatever. And that's okay. But... That hurts the sport because it makes fans feel like, well, what are we doing? Why are they even there? Like, if you're there, you're there. If you're at work, you're at work. If you don't want to be there, just stay home.
I mean, like, let's say you have a regular job, and I know you can't compare regular jobs to professional athletes. But let's do this for a second, right? Like, is he really in an atmosphere where it's unsafe? Zach Wheeler, I mean, is he really going to, I mean, listen, we're coming to work, mm-hmm. right? There's a lot of people that are going into work. Is he really in an area where it's unsafe for him to be coming in? Like, Joe, I agree with you. Like, decide now, man. You know what I mean? Like, I either stay or don't. I'm curious to what the reaction would be in Philadelphia. Jack, what do you think the fans would say if he ultimately just said, you know what? Because it's easy to see, because if the baby's born right when the season starts.
He misses, what, 2 weeks?
It's going to be hard for him to leave and then come back, especially with a young baby at home. It's going to be difficult. But first year in Philadelphia, signing a huge contract like that.
It's not going to be easy for him to do it. I mean, again, he's conflicted already, and the baby hasn't arrived yet. This is not going to go away for him for the next couple of weeks. It's going to be a source of conflict, and it's difficult for the Phillies to create a team this year if they don't know if their best pitcher, second best pitcher, is even going to be there.
There needs to be a drop dead date of when you're going to come back or not, or if you're going to opt out. Like, you can't plan a season with a guy that you just paid all this money to, and then not know if he's going to be there or not. It seems like every day people are changing their answers. I don't know if they're going to be there.
Yeah, and I think you're right, John, on they're safe. They're probably safer inside their little world than they are just – like, there's been a bunch of players that have tested positive coming into camp. But they got sick living normally in the last 2 or 3 weeks, right? They're – whatever they do, they work mm-hmm. out, they go home, they do like the rest of us. I haven't heard any players yet get sick within the confines of camp. I feel like they're safer there. I mean, they might not feel that way. I don't know. But it feels like they're getting tested a bunch, and they're around – people, and they have protocols. I think they're safer when they start playing. Obviously, not everybody agrees, because some guys are opting out.
Let's see what people say. Phillies fans out there, Zach Wheeler decides that he says, you know what? I'm not going to play this year. 215-592-9494. Marks and Reese, Joe Giglio, 215-592-9494. I think what's affecting people now is you're seeing more cases. There's states that weren't affected as much before. Now they're rapidly right. rising because things were reopened too soon or things like that. But like you said, the Phillies had a spread when I don't know what was going on down in Florida, but I would have to think that it wasn't being monitored like it is now.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, yeah, you probably had some personnel down there, but you had guys coming in, were they wearing masks? Were they practicing social distancing like they are now? Everything that you see right now, guys are wearing masks. Guys are far away from each other.
They have the concourse set up as a weight room, like 10 feet apart, like one set of weights here. Like, that was not the way it was before. Now they're adhering to all these new rules, which they have to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's wrong to say that Wheeler's going to get criticized if he doesn't play. Right?
He will. Yeah, he will. I mean, and it depends on how he does it. If he does it right now, I think people will say, okay, he wants to be home with his wife, and he wants the baby's to be born. But if he does it, like, the baby's born, I'm not coming back. That's difficult for a team. Like, that, in a
right.
way, it's just abandoning your team in the middle of their season.
So now you're saying, like, okay, well, now what do we do with our number two starter?
Right, like, who are we going to put in there?
Right, there's a big drop-off between Wheeler and Arrieta.
Significant. That's why
right?
they paid this guy.
In Jake Arrieta's mind or in real life?
In real life.
Yeah, Jake. Not Jake's mind. Jake thinks he's better.
In real life. I mean, the drop-off's significant. So now, and I get it, this is like a season like no other. I absolutely understand that. And like you said, Joe, we have two young kids at home, right? I'll tell you what I would do. And I would be with my wife. Mm-hmm. I would take the time that I need to, and then I would come back and I would go to work. You know why? Because that's just what you have to do. You're not putting yourself in any greater danger by doing that than if you're working any other job. You're just not. I come in here every day. I have two young kids at home. I'm diabetic. I'm type 1 diabetic. I'm at a higher risk for if I get coronavirus, I'm at a higher risk for something bad happening than the normal person, just because I'm at a higher risk, right? I come into work. You know why? Because it's what I have to do, right? Like, I have to come into work. I have to be safe about it. It's all about how you handle yourself. If Zach Wheeler handles himself appropriately and he goes home, right, and he does exactly everything he's supposed to, just like I'm doing, he's going to be okay. Right? He's doing the best that he can to be okay. Right? But, I mean, if you want to opt out now. Do it now. Don't decide after the baby's born saying, like, oh, you know what? On second thought, I really don't want to come back.
And I think it's just, it's a bad look for the sport. Like, think about the NFL. Remember when they went through the draft and there was some controversy over that? You notice the NFL put the gag order on all those GMs. No one spoke out about what they were doing. This is what, we're all in this together. Like, everyone's pushing in the same direction. Meanwhile, baseball's come back this week, and you got half the players on. I don't even know if we should be here. Guys, you decided to come back. If you don't think you should be there, you shouldn't have come back. You have to be in or you have to be out. And Zach Wheeler has a choice to make, and I'm okay if he makes a choice to go be with his family. But he can't just, like, every other day say, I don't know about this. I'm playing it by ear. It doesn't work like that.
Let's go to Sean in Cherry Hill. Hi, Sean.
Hey, what's going on? So I do agree that he needs to make a decision and just stick with it. But I have a daughter that's almost a year and a half at home. And that first 3 months is like, if my fiance was all by herself with the baby, it would have been a nightmare for her. So I do agree that he needs to not play this season just because he needs to be home with the baby. He can't be quarantined because if he comes, he can't go home, right? While he's playing here, he's got to be in the bubble.
No, there's no baseball bubble. He can be – I think he's more afraid, Sean, of bringing home a sickness to his wife or to his baby. He can go home.
Okay, so I thought that they had to have – they had more restrictions on where, like, they couldn't
– Well, that's on the road.
Okay. So, I mean, in that sense – man, that makes me more torn then, because I thought he was just going to be almost separated for most of the time.
I agree with you. I think the risk is that they're going out and then they're coming back home. I think that's what the risk is.
I would still lean towards the side of maybe opting out, because that is, like, God forbid he does bring it home and his wife gets sick. Like, I know there's not a big case of kids getting it, but still, like, if she gets sick and she can't be taking care of the baby, like, he's gonna be gone sometimes, he won't be able to, like, it's just, if the baby was a little older maybe, but like a newborn, I don't know, that's tough to handle. Like, the first 3 months is tough. Anybody that has kids knows that.
Yep. No, Sean, it's a good point. I honestly couldn't imagine. I mean, it was tough. I had my second daughter while I was working here, so I was, and just actually I'd started, I guess, in February, and then July she was born. So I was only here for a couple months, and coming back to work after having it, after, you know, when we live, it's hard. We're not even having a child, but it's hard. It's hard on our wives, Joe. It's hard on everything else. So I get it. Like you said, I get it. But, like, listen, you got to decide, man.
Well, the pregnancy didn't pop up yesterday. She's 8 months pregnant. Yeah. I mean, like, they know they're having a baby. That this is part of their world now. And if he wants to opt out, I just think he needs to tell the Phillies. I think he needs to just go to Klentak and Girardi and say, look, I'm out. I can't play this year. And I think they'd be probably fine with it. They would.
Girardi's been very supportive.
Yeah. It seems like everyone in baseball, at least publicly, is trying to say the right thing about their players if they have second thoughts. But you can't just be half in, half out. It doesn't work.
Let's go to Dave Paoli. Hi, Dave.
Hi. This is more of a question than a comment. I'm wondering whether Major League Baseball has explained to the players the risk of even contracting asymptomatic COVID-19. There is evidence, not conclusive, that long-term damage can be done to the lungs, even if you're not demonstrating or presenting with all of the overt symptoms.
Yep.
And I'm just wondering if anybody has addressed that with the players or within the league. Thank you.
All right, Dave. I have no idea what they addressed. I mean, there's new information that comes out all the time.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure the Players Association told the – I mean, they know. I mean, they fought for – there's a 103-page medical protocol. I mean, you don't do that if there's not something in there telling them, hey, this is a big deal, we have to avoid this.
There's so much unknown about everything, right? Like, every day that you read something new, there's a new study,
yep,
there's new this, there's new that. And yeah, I mean, like, a lot of people, and this is kind of coming out in the last couple of weeks, that people that are infected that have problems, like, for instance, if you were somebody that was a regular runner that maybe ran 5 miles a day, even months after getting COVID-19, you're still struggling to run. You're trying to do your normal run that you're used to, and
right,
you're not able to do it. So yeah, I mean, listen, this is a risk. It's a risk. It's a risk for us to come out here right now. It's a risk. I mean, going out in the real world right now is a risk. But if you play it safe, and you're responsible about it, which is what we all do here, then it's you're limiting how much the chances of you getting it.
And these guys know, I mean, they know there's a risk, yet they still wanted to come back. Again, all these sports could have shut down if the players wanted to shut it down. No one's forcing these guys to come back. They want to come back. The thing that you've noticed already, think about the players that are opting out. Felix Hernandez made a ton of money. David Price made a ton of money.
Can afford to.
Trout has been wishy-washy, obviously made a ton of money. Wheeler just got paid a lot of money, wishy-washy. You know who's not opting out any of this? The Zach Eflins, the Roman Quinns, at least so far. It's
Nick Pivetta.
Yeah, guys that need to make a name for themselves. They want to play. They want to try to get through this. I think the guys that are going to opt out of any of this is the guys that have money in the bank.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course.
Because they just can take the risk of just sitting out a season.
Yeah, David. You think if David Price was working on his first arbitration year or second arbitration year?
He'd play.
Right, and even guys that make a lot of money, like if they're making $5 million a year, you know, you make $5 million a year, you're still making good money in the real life, but compared to with David Price, I mean, you're making $30 million a year. It's $30 million a year, year after year.
And it's guaranteed, so it's there next year.
It's always going to be there. 215-592-9494. It's Marks and Reese. Aaron Nola, before they shut down the workouts for today, was throwing in the bullpen. So he is back at camp today.
Yeah, and he just said on a Zoom call that he expects to be good to go for the season opener.
Nice. All right.
There we go. So we're back. World Series champs.
Dude, I told you it counts.
This morning.
Doesn't count.
This morning,
you know it doesn't count.
This morning, I'm actually sitting there thinking, like, all right, so Wheeler may not play this year. Nola, God knows when he's going to be there. So you have Arrieta, Eflin.
Pivetta
and Velasquez.
Well, Pivetta's
and Cole Irvin.
Pivetta's your opening day starter.
Yeah, things will go well if that's the case.
215-592-9494.
I cry tears of joy, honestly.
You did?
No, if Pivetta's the opening day starter, you'll see some
grown
man tears.
Oh, that counts? A pandemic-induced opening day starter?
But why would you want to do that to him?
Because I was finally right. He's an opening day starter. He's developed into an ace.
So Nola also said he never tested positive. He was exposed to someone who did, so that
which
that's
is one
why
of the,
he had to wait.
Which is one of the protocols.
Yeah.
Good. 215-592-9494. Marks and Reese. Coming up over the weekend, we once again saw greatness. One of the most dominant athletes in sports dominated once again. Who was it? We'll talk about it coming up next. Marks and Reese on 94 WIP.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.